Blog Talk Radio.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today? Today. Find out now. Here's Michael.
Good evening, everybody. It's 8 o'clock on Thursday, and it is 82 degrees here, low humidity. It's fantastic. Welcome to another edition of On the Couch. Tonight we have with us from Nashville, Tennessee, Cameron Tilbury, CEO and creative director of Maple Star Music Media, a brilliant friend, fantastic person. And the topic tonight is discovery. Discovery is basically defined by Merriam-Webster is discovering something you didn't currently know. So go ahead and give us your thoughts. Call in at 516-418-5594. Cameron Tilbury will be assessing, and so will Sandy Athey, author of The Daily Dance, is here tonight, my resident intuitive. And so I'm going to bring them both on the line. Sandy, I see you're wearing a fantastic new ensemble.
Oh, yes. Do you like it?
I do.
Thank you very much.
Cameron Tilbury.
It's my magic skirt. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Cameron Tilbury joining us from Nashville, Tennessee. Cameron Tilbury wearing cowboy boots with his robe. Not surprising.
And Cameron, the hat. You can't forget the hat.
You can't forget the hat. Love
that.
Gotta
have the hat.
Never forget the hat.
Cameron, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, really good. It's great to be here. A little warmer down here. We're at about 95, and we've got an extreme heat warning out. So it's nice to be where it's air conditioned.
Yeah, we had storms here a couple nights ago that knocked over a lot of crap. So the topic tonight again is discovery. Cameron is joining us. Cameron, I want to go ahead and pick your brain right now because
sure.
I have a woman that I have discovered. Her name is Morgan Mayer from Lumsden, Saskatchewan. And this is her song, Callan. So I would like to go ahead and get your open mind and tell me what you think. Don't go away. You're on the couch. This is Morgan Mayer with Talons. Don't go away.
Thank you.
with talons.
This is Cameron Tilbury, and I'm CEO, Creative Director of Maple Star Music and Media in Nashville, Tennessee. Check out our website, www.maplestarmusicmedia.com. And I'm on the couch with Michael Couch.
Literally. Literally on the couch, Cameron.
Yeah, literally.
Literally. All right. All right. So we're talking about Discovery. Morgan Mayer out of Lumsden, Saskatchewan. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to be honest here. We've got a couple of friends in common, and one of them I've worked with before. We've done some work for J.J. Voss, so I'll get that right up front. But I've never met Morgan, never talked to her, and I got to be honest, I dig that song a whole lot.
All right.
Great driving song. I think it's got a lot of potential to go places.
Oh, absolutely.
I really do.
It's a top-down song. Joining us right now is Morgan Mayer herself from Lumsden, Saskatchewan. Morgan, what do you think about Cameron's assessment?
I really appreciate it. It's always nice. It's, as a musician, it's always nice to hear good things and, you know, have your ego stroked a little bit. But,
well, honey,
no, Cameron,
honey, you're good. You're good.
Where
you're
do
a
you
great
Morgan?
Singer. The song is good.
Morgan, where do you position yourself musically, like genre-wise? You see yourself as a rock artist, country? To be honest,
I'm fairly versatile when it comes to my singing and my songwriting. It really just depends on the day.
Cool.
I'm in a couple bands along with myself. I have no issue singing rock, pop, country, jazz, Motown, you name it.
Yeah.
And so it really. I find my music, I can never really pin to one specific genre, especially the stuff that I write. So I feel like it could just with a certain twist or a different instrument, it could really go anywhere.
And that works because today, especially as independent artists, because you don't have a record label dictating what you've got to wear and what you've got to sing and how much auto-tune you have to use, As an independent artist, you've got a lot of freedom to be able to do what you want to. And Ed Sheeran is a great example of that. Ed Sheeran is his own genre. He can do dance stuff. He can do more folk-oriented stuff. He can rock it. He's even done Pink Floyd stuff. So that's really cool. You're going to have a hard time getting spins on Canadian radio. That's going to be a difficulty for you, any widespread stuff. But as long as you're prepared for that,
Cameron, how would you go ahead and help her guide her through? Because she's an indie artist, she is doing everything out of a basement, so to speak.
Yeah.
So how would you direct someone this new in this industry, especially because Morgan, what are you, 22, 23?
I'm actually 25.
25. So you got to wrap this up real quick.
I've been in the industry a long time, Yeah, I've been in the industry a long time. It's just sort of been more of a something that I enjoy. I enjoy doing for myself. So, you know, I'm, I guess, a little nervous to kind of put it out there. So,
right.
I wouldn't be because based on that, now I have to hear a lot more, but based on that, it's a strong signal. What we do is, you know, we started doing international radio because we were helping artists get airplay in different countries around the world because it's so difficult and expensive to get radio airplay in North America. In the U.S., you can pay anywhere from $3,000 to $15,000 a month to try and get your single work to radio. And out of that, there's no promise of spins. They're going to try, but they can't promise that. And out of that, there's no promise of anybody buying your music. And we looked at kind of the way things are, and we decided, because my background as well as music is advertising, so we decided to really become an ad agency for the music business. So my suggestion is get enough money together that you can do an ad campaign, and I'll tell you why. Any business out there is spending an awful lot of money to get to this vast amount of people, but only 10% of the people that they reach are going to spend money on them. That's any company. That's a general rule. And those 10% will deliver 60% of the company's revenue. Okay. So artists have to think of themselves as a company, and your product is music. You don't see any of the car manufacturers just giving away cars to people and saying, here, test drive this. If you like it, keep it, and maybe you'll buy one from us the next time you're ready to buy a car. And so artists are doing that all the time. They're giving away music for free, and they're doing stuff for free and hoping that somebody's going to notice them. Wrong. You're a business. You have to advertise like a business. So what we say is, this is kind of becoming a commercial for me, but this is all meant to help you. It's easier to turn a customer into a fan than a fan into a customer. You may have 100,000 likes on your Facebook page, but only 10% of those people are ever going to spend a dime on you, ever. And that just doesn't work. You're spending a lot of time and effort on those other 90% that aren't bothered with you. They just, oh, yeah, I like her. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
So we do advertising. We'll look at the product. We come up with an ad campaign, which isn't as expensive. That sounds very intimidating. But compared to what you would pay for radio, it's easily done. And we use digital advertising primarily because it's agile. We can track it. We can see where people are coming from. We can target. We can look at your data that you already have from iTunes, Facebook, any of those places, and we can say, okay, this is who our customer is, and we can target them digitally. And we can go from anywhere as general as the world right down to like a zip code or in Canada's case, a postal code, and target the people that are interested in spending money on you. So you're spending money to get people to buy your product. And if they buy your product, they're going to be fans and they're going to go out and do the work of being your best spokesman.
Yeah.
And as an analogy, I look at Apple. You know, people that are into Apple own Apple products. You never, ever find somebody that's just a fan of Apple. They, you know, oh, I really like Apple, but no, I use Microsoft. People that own Apple are their fans. And turning those customers into fans is easy. Trying to turn a fan into a customer, expensive and difficult. So I would say that's what you need to do, because you've got a good product. You're your own genre. You apply to a wide range of formats. Trying to rely on radio airplay, it's just not going to happen. And especially in Canada, it is so difficult for Canadian artists. I'm from Canada originally, so I know, and I worked in radio there. It's really tough.
Yeah.
It's a tough industry, absolutely. Sandy, let's go to you for a second. Sandy, let's go to the Universal Inbox. You've heard Morgan. What do you have for her?
I was very impressed by the production value of it, Morgan. It was top shelf. Sounded really, really, really good. And you remind me of those 70s artists that sort of went everywhere, like sort of like Pat Benatar, or, you know, something like, it can be rock and roll, or it could be more of a Judy Collins kind of thing. I mean, it can go like anywhere, and or a Ricky Lee Jones, or, you know, something like.
Yeah.
And you remind me of that vibe, of that kind of 70s vibe. And I see you doing really, really well with it. And connecting with Cameron is a wonderful idea. I love what he says about turning customers into fans rather than fans into customers. And I know, Morgan, that you have that business mind. You really do. You have a very creative side, but you also have a very business side. You don't take any flack from anybody. You know exactly what you want and exactly how you're going to do it. Is that right?
Absolutely. Are you sure we didn't have wine last night and I told all of my secrets to you?
Thank you for the confirmation. I really appreciate that. Oh, yeah, you're just lovely. And the inbox has a message for you. You ready?
Absolutely.
Enjoy yourself. That joy comes through your music, and that's what we will feel, and that's what we will buy.
Right. Okay.
Enjoy.
That's
great
advice. That's excellent, Sandy. I really like that advice.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all of us can go ahead and check her out on Facebook at Morgan Mayer, Facebook.com. Her smile, her charm, her eyes light me up. And, Morgan, you know I'm your biggest fan. So I want to
thank you so much
for being on the show tonight.
But are you
seriously.
A customer?
I am a customer. I've actually purchased her music. I'm one of those people. Yeah, I'm one of those people. Morgan, I know you're busy. We got to let you go. But thank you so much for calling in tonight. And we will be playing your music in Roster all the time. So huge love.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
Thank
you, Morgan.
Thank you, Cameron. Thank you, Sandy. You're so
beautiful. Isn't she sweet? I'm telling you.
She's adorable.
Adorable. Mr. Cameron, tell me about James House.
About whose house? James House.
Yeah. About whose house? That house.
James is a songwriter. He had some hits back in the 90s. For some reason, they in Great Britain dug out one of those hits and made it a hit on their country dance chart over there. But James has written songs for Kylie Minogue. He does a lot of writing with Joe Bonamassa, a great blues rock player. And he's got a new album out that's a really neat album. It's called Songwriter Serenade, and it's all co-written specifically with other writers in mind for the direction to take the album. I met James last year when I was interviewing him at the CMA Music Fest here in Nashville, and I was interviewing him for Young Country TV, which is a TV show I regularly do stuff for out of Texas. And we got to be friends, and I'm friends with his manager, and we just ended up working together, and I got to interview him again. This was really cool. Last week during this year's CMA Music Festival, we went to the legendary RCA Studio A here in Nashville, where lots of famous people over the years have recorded. It was just saved from being turned into a condo. But this new record is really great. He's written a song with Natalie Noon, and Natalie is the daughter of Peter Noon from Hermit's Hermits.
Mm. Right. Oh, that's neat.
Yeah,
and she's really gone into the more Americana field, but they wrote this song together. I've seen them do it live a couple times. They're both incredible people. I just feel really blessed to be able to work with some of the people that I do get to work with because they're great and they turn out great music.
Well, you know what? I'm blessed that you bring me such great talent. Taking your call tonight at 516-418-5594. Sandy Athey is here with your universal messages. When we get back, Sandy, I want to go to you, and I want you to go ahead and channel the universal inbox and tell me what you think about Discovery. But until then, this is James House featuring Natalie Noon, Over Getting Over You. You're on the couch. Don't go away. Cameron Tilbury and Sandy Athey, and I will be back. Don't touch nothing.
Walking the floor at home with my head hung low, wearing the mask of a clown so my friends don't know. Watching
House featuring Natalie New.
Hey, this is Bob, the lobby attendant at the historic Lafayette Hotel in beautiful Marietta, Ohio. Have a great day with Michael on the couch.
Oh, I love Bob, absolutely. So, Sandy, let's go to you. What does the Universal Inbox have to tell us about the term discovery? I looked it up on Merriam-Webster, basically, things that you haven't discovered before. It seemed very generic, but what do you have to tell us?
Well, this is what was in the inbox, okay?
Right.
When I asked about discovery, and this is what I got. Discovery has the energy of intrigue, excitement, joy, and adventure. It's a vibration that embraces the old and the new, very childlike and therefore directly connected to the Creator and Earth Mother. Rediscovering something old can be just as exciting as welcoming a new treasure. It's progressive and enticing, and embracing the miracles of discovery stimulates our need for expansion and creativity, therefore feeding our souls. Discover everything. That was our message. Discover everything.
Wow, Cameron.
Old and new.
Cameron, what does discovery mean to you? You discover people all the time. I really feel like I discovered Norah Jones. When her album came out.
Oh, love Norah Jones.
I don't know how many CDs I bought to give to friends for Christmas, birthdays, or whatever. So discovery to me is one of those things where I want to share it. I want to understand it. I want to help people discover it. So what is it to you, Cameron?
Discovery to me, is, no matter what it is, I think it's kind of like jumping off a bridge into some water and not really knowing what's there. I mean, I've moved from Canada to England and then England to Nashville.
Right.
Not known people really in any place I've moved to, and just opened myself up to discovering them. The business I work in, I'm discovering people all the time, and not just discovering their music and their public persona, but their private persona. Nashville is just a great place to do that. I just love discovering new stuff.
But Nashville's a hard city for music because everybody's there. There is so much talent in Nashville that everybody weeds each other out. So, from the Carrie Underwoods to the Kelly Clarksons to the Blake Sheltons, Miranda Lamperts, everybody gets weeded out. Who gets out gets big.
Well, there's no formula for that. You could take two identical artists doing exactly the same stuff, and one person makes it and the other one doesn't. And the great thing about Nashville is it's such a community, and I've known people that have moved here from L.A., and L.A.'s got a music community, but it's vicious, and it's cutthroat.
Yeah.
Here, because there's a special culture here of co-writing, it's very rare to find somebody that sits in their room and just writes their own stuff. They write with other people, and it's very supportive.
There's a respect there, Cameron. I feel a respect in Nashville for each other's talents and creativity. And there's a real camaraderie, I feel, there.
But Sandy, it's also a step aside industry. You know what I mean? The big ones weed out the small ones. Cameron, would you not agree? I mean, you know if you're good if you're playing in Nashville.
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, some of the street musicians here will blow you away. They're so good. It is a very competitive city in that sense. But these days, everything is about money. And, you know, the old days of coming to Nashville, you know, everybody's heard the story of Music Row, and you could walk into any record label and just pull out your guitar, and the chance of getting signed, if you were good, were pretty good. And the business has changed drastically, and every company, every record label is looking for the next big hit to try and get money out of it. And music industry is just not done the way it always was, and people have to adapt. But, yeah, still, it's a tough business for everything surrounding music. I mean, what I do is a tough business. There's lots of great people doing great things in this city, and it makes you up your game.
Yeah, absolutely. Karen, do you think it's harder in Nashville than it is in Los Angeles? You know both markets.
Yeah, well, I haven't lived in Los Angeles, but my wife is a songwriter, and when she finished college, she's originally from South Texas, and she went to Belmont here in Nashville. When she finished, she went out to L.A. and ended up playing in a band with Dan Huff, who later went on to form the band Giant, and he's played with Michael Jackson and some of the hottest names, and his brother David, as well as Kurt Howell, who was in a band called Southern Pacific with some of the guys that used to be in the Doobies. And they played L.A. and were on the Strip, and you know that was the early and mid '80s when, you know, Van Halen was still playing the Strip, and that was a tough place. And
Van Halen played the Strip in Nashville?
No, in L.A.
Oh, in L.A. Okay, right.
Viper,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so she's experienced that, and from a songwriter, I see her position from a songwriter standpoint, saying how tough that was in L.A. And in Nashville. I mean, she's written with some pretty big names, and it's all just a matter of, you know, getting to know people, and, you know, you're out at a songwriter round and you see somebody and you say, you know, I dig your stuff. Can we write together sometime? And it happens.
Like the Traveling Wilburys. Wilburys?
Yeah, I think
that is the greatest story. When it was George Harrison and Jeff Lynne and Bob Dylan and Roy Orbison, and they all got together and decided to be the Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah.
I think that's so fun, yeah.
Well, the
that's some big names.
Another funny story was I lived in Priestville, Saskatchewan, population 1,250. That's counting squirrels and rats and whatever. So we used to have a traveling library. So I would go ahead and take out not CDs at that point. There were cassettes for those young people. But the one cassette that I took, and I kind of stole it, so don't tell anybody, but was the Doobie Brothers. And it's one of those things where I still have it today. So if you want to come after me, Priestville Public Library, go ahead and do it. Jay, Cameron, Leslie Curtis, extraordinary.
Yeah.
Heard the song, love it. Give us a little bit of background. I'm going to go ahead and play that.
Sure. Leslie, when I lived in England, Leslie and I became friends. And so we were friends before I started working with her. And she comes from an English folk background, and I don't know if you know too much about English folk music. It's much different than American folk music. And they tend to do a lot of things in third person, which is just a different way of coming at a song. So Leslie comes from that background. But since I moved to Nashville, we kept in touch, and of course I'm working with her. And I said, you know what, you and Jolia, my wife, need to write. So they wrote together by Skype, Leslie in England, Jolia here, and it was a totally different situation for Leslie because all of a sudden now she's writing in the first person, and just a different way of coming at the song. It had much more hooks, so it really opened her eyes, and it opened my wife's eyes as well. And this is a great song. It's on Leslie's brand new album called Looking for the Girl. And I got the chart in today. It's gone up to number 31 on the Indie World Country chart. And I'm really proud of it because my friend sings
fantastic.
It and my wife wrote it. So yeah. Here it is. Leslie
fantastic.
Extraordinary.
Here it is. Don't go away or on the couch. Cameron Tilbury and Sandy A.C. Don't touch your dial.
Heading to the station, suitcase in my hand. Might see a teardrop on my cheek. Don't misunderstand. I saved up all my money, working overtime. My head's full of dreams, and I believe everything's gonna be just fine. It's not a wedding ring. Get up in the morning and the day starts to unfurl. Grab a Starbucks as I ride the bus to that ordinary world. I've never been a fan of the family man with all the photos on the wall. Disneyland wasn't in my plan. That's not me at all. Cause I want extraordinary. Not Tom, Dick, or Harry. Not plain Jane or Mary. Wanna do it my own way. Well, I want extraordinary. Life topped off with extra cherries. No limits necessary. Wanna do it my own way. The door of my 4x4 and I leave the day behind.
The day behind.
I turn the keys and it's plain to see what's right before my eyes. Well, I've got extraordinary. I've got Tom, Dick, and Harry. Beautiful Jane and Mary, and I did it my own way. Well, I've got extraordinary. Off with extra cherries, no limits necessary, and I did it, extraordinary, I've got Tom, Dick, and Harry, beautiful Jane and Mary, and I did it my own way. Well, I've got extraordinary, life topped off with extra cherries, no limits necessary, and I did it. Extraordinary. I've got Tom, Dick, and Harry. Beautiful Jane and Mary. And I did it my own way. Well, I've got extraordinary. Life topped off with extra cherries. No limits necessary. And I did it my own way. I did it.
Leslie Curtis with Extraordinary. Check out MapleStickMedia.com. I'm Cameron Tilbury and Sandy Athey. Join me right after this. Don't go away.
This is Kelly Lee Tapson, your Stomping Angel, stomping out crap so you can two-step into your radiant true nature. As an intuitive energist, I illuminate the blind spots on your journey so you can ride into infinite fields of possibilities, have fun, be wild and untamed. Kick off an email to holisticheavennaturally@gmail.com, that's holistic with an H, or give me a yodel at 306-467-2301, that's 306-467-2301.
Kelly Lee Tapson, also joining the team up on the couch. You're joining us with Cameron Tilbury from Maple Star Music and Media, as well as Sandy Athey. Sandy Athey, love Leslie Curtis.
Hello there.
Hello
there. Are you there? Oh.
I'm there. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
You're sitting right next to us. We should be able to hear you.
I know.
On the couch. We are on the couch.
That's right.
What did you think of Leslie Curtis, Sandy?
Oh, my gosh. She reminds me of Dolly Parton. I'm not sure why, but, you know, and that's in a very excellent way. She's got that energy, and she's really driven with her music. That's what I get very, very clearly.
Yeah.
She knows exactly who she is and what genre she wants to be in, and she goes for it. I love that.
Yeah,
Cameron, you nailed it. I mean, that's exactly her, yeah.
Yeah, Cameron, when it comes to Leslie Curtis, this is a sensitive issue. When you're looking to represent someone as you do, are you looking at the timeline? Are you looking at the timeline for productivity, especially? I don't know how old Leslie is, but do you look for that longevity in an artist?
I don't really look for anything. I think things present themselves to me. Leslie, she's a little bit older than me, and we know
so she's 20,
you know, she
she's
has
27.
No illusions. Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, right.
But Leslie has no illusions. She knows, and I don't mean this in a negative way, she knows her place in the market. And
yes, she really does.
You know,
she knows exactly who she is and how she wants to present herself.
So is she looking to be the next big thing? No, she knows she's not going to be. She's had a pretty successful career playing in rock bands, you know, when she was younger and touring around. And right now she's thrilled that she's getting radio airplay on radio stations around the world. She loves that. I'm happy for her. A lot of artists, we have to manage expectations, and trust me, Leslie is not one of them. She really knows where she is and what her potential is and what won't happen for her as well. So, and it's nice to work with somebody like that.
So
she's
what
very confident. She's very, very confident.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron, what markets are you promoting her in? Because, you know, quite frankly, my show – my little show is now in 15 countries. I'm really big in Fiji.
Yeah.
We giggled about that.
Everybody's big in Fiji.
Everybody's big in Fiji. But I appreciate my Fiji listeners very, very much because they drive my show. 60,000 listens and only 9 shows. I'm not bragging. I don't care. But
brag.
I do. I do care. I do care, and I do brag. Because it is one of those things. Who listens? Who will listen to Leslie Curtis? What is her demographic?
She's being played on, on radio in the UK. So England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales. She's getting some airplay in the Republic of Ireland. She's getting airplay all through Europe. So we're looking at Germany, Sweden, Switzerland, Denmark, Norway, Italy, Spain.
I can totally see that market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As well as Australia, New Zealand, and Japan.
And Japan.
Yeah, Japan. Now, she's not a country artist in the strictest sense. She sees herself more as an Americana artist, the artist that she follows and kind of bases her experiences on are Americana artists with a country influence. So she's combining kind of English folk, country, and Americana all into this one unique product. So there aren't many people doing that. So she can do pretty well with that. But I'm really proud of her. I really am. You know, she's a friend and a client, and I think it's great.
Could I be so bold as to ask her age? Or just give me a rough 5-year.
She's 55. She's
55. Mid-50s. See, I would have never guessed that. I would have guessed between 30 and 40.
Yeah.
So
no, she's little, so that's okay.
She's
so
little.
That's okay. So she's got that
great.
Going
she
for her, which is nice.
Yeah. She came over here to Nashville last fall, and we showed her around, and she just, you know, we're talking about discovery. She'd never been here. So we would just take her down, you know, down to Lower Broadway, the historical Lower Broadway where all the honky-tonks are, and drop her off, and God love her. She was out there every day enjoying the music and discovering how music is so different here than it is anywhere else and how supportive of the musical community people are. So that was nice for her to be able to take that back to the UK with her.
Again, discovery happens all the time. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about 12N. You sent me music from 12N, Back in the Saddle. I need to hear this little story.
These people are, I just said, you know, these to me are kind of, in my world right now, are the epitome of discovery. They came to me a couple years ago through a producer friend of a producer that I know in Italy who has produced Glenn Hughes and a bunch of other rock artists. And he knew this other producer who knows Marta and Fed, 12N or 12 Notes. And they contacted me and said, look, we've been over to the U.S. a few times. We want to come to Nashville and kind of get immersed in it. Can you set up some songwriting around some showcases? We've got an album and we'd like you to work it and help us out. So they came over, they were here for about 6 weeks. In those 6 weeks, they played over 15 dates, songwriter rounds, showcases. Fed travels with this travel guitar that's got a full size neck on it, but just this tiny little body so it can go in a overhead rack. So he'd walk around with this thing, and he would just talk their way into being able to perform. So they did very well with that. They were thrilled with it. This time they've just gone back to Italy. They live in a small town in the Tuscany region, and they've been here for 2 months. They rented a room and a house and just totally got into the environment and made new friends. When they were driving down to Nashville on their way down here from, they'd been visiting friends in Michigan, they stopped at one of the tourist places just at the side of the highway and got talking to them. They said, oh, well, next week is National Tourist Week. How'd you like to come back and play? So they came back and played 3 afternoons, played for tips, sold a bunch of CDs, and had the best time.
Wow.
And new people are discovering them. They played so many rounds here and make friends wherever they go. It's just so cool to watch them discover what's going on from completely different eyes. I mean, they say that the Tuscany region is very much like Tennessee. So I'm, again, another act that I'm really proud of that have really taken it. This is their second single. Their last single, called My Little Girl, went to number one on the Indie World Country chart. This one, Back in the Saddle, is now at number 11 this week.
Wow.
So it looks like we may have a number one with that, too.
Oh, love it. This is Back in the Saddle 12 and Don't Go Away. You're on the couch with Cameron Tilbury and Dan Casey.
You say that you're tired of people trampling on all that you desire and you've been striving for. But sometimes that's how life goes. You can't take it no more, you need to let it out. Burning up a dirt road, driving and yelling out. Crazy, but you can't give up your job. You spent all your savings, your paycheck's all you got. Sometimes that's how life goes. You've been quiet so long, now you're headed to the bar. You need to drown your sorrows into a moonshine jar. Sometimes life hurts. Don't you ever forget, you are stronger than that. You might have lost one battle, but not the warrior. Never forget, you're the one in command. So get back in the saddle. Yeah, get back, back in the saddle.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today? Find out now. Here's Michael.
All right, Cameron. I'm right here. Cameron, let's go to you.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to a brand new artist? There are a lot of new artists out there doing music their own way. They're doing them indie way. What kind of direction would you provide them with?
Everybody thinks that it's the music business is much tougher today than it ever has been. And I would disagree. You know, back in the 50s, you could go and put a dollar in a record booth and cut your record. And that's how Elvis made it big. So it's not any different. The technology is different, but it's not any different. Or any more difficult. It's just different. I think artists sometimes go into this, I just want to make my music, man. And that's great if you don't want to make your living doing it. But if you're serious about your music and you want to make your living doing it, you have to treat your music, I said this before, you have to treat it as a business. Your business is music and your product is your song. And people go into these Kickstarter programs and, you know, they fund their record, but they don't leave any money or they don't plan for any money to market their product. And so basically you've pre-sold your record and all your family and friends have bought it and your existing fans, but you haven't done anything to reach out to new people to get them to discover you. If people want to contact me and get some advice, I'm quite happy to do that, because there are a lot of pitfalls. But you, most importantly, I think, is, yeah, you've got talent, and that provides you endless opportunities, but you also have to think about it as a business and plan properly. You know, trying to count on radio and things like that, that's like planning your retirement by buying lottery tickets.
The 401k plan. Short stack. Sandy, I want to go to you for a second. Sandy, I know you're listening, and I know that you have information for Cameron. What do you think his business is going to do in the next year? Where do you see it going?
Well, first we have to ask Cameron if it's okay for me to check for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because I always
dig
have
this
to get
stuff, so.
I always have to get permission from
good me too.
From the actual person. Yes. All right, let's check the Cameron Tilbury inbox. All right, first of all, follow your vision, follow what you know for sure, and stay true to that, because there are a lot of distractions that have been coming to you along the way, and you've been very tempted to say, oh, yeah, let's try that. Oh, yes. And whenever you do, and you've done this, and I'm going to kind of call you on it now, where you say, darn, I knew I shouldn't have done that. Darn
yeah.
it, I could feel that. I'm sorry. The universe has a way of busting us, doesn't it? Well,
yeah.
You have the most amazing instincts, especially when it comes to music. Of course, when it comes to music, because that's your passion. Follow those instincts always. They will never, ever let you down. Your spirit guides are so strong with you and so connected to you in such a terrific way, and especially through a lot of the traumas that you've been through in your life. You've been through a lot of things, and through that you've become stronger, and they want to give you congratulations for that, because you said, nope, I'm going to dust myself off and I'm going to keep going, and you get like so many gold stars for that from the universe. They're very, very, very impressed by that. Stay true to your vision and what you know for sure. Follow your instincts, and you're going to have, I see, a big burst of energy around next spring, maybe March, April, May, around that time.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it's going to be, but it's going to be a burst of creativity and a burst of energy. And with me, it's always in a positive and happy way, always.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. I want to go to a little bit of music. This is a new girl that I discovered too, Cameron. Her name is Sarah Peacock.
Okay.
This is the song, Are We There Yet? Don't go away. Give us your call, 516-418-5594. You're on the couch with Cameron Tilbury, Sandy Acey, and myself. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Sarah Peacock.
Well, it's still 100 miles to the Walmart parking lot. I bet I sleep pretty good if I could find the perfect spot. Cause it's another night at the Roche Motel for 1995. It's a different town, same old room. I do this all the time. I am so tired and I just can't go another mile. Are we there yet?
Peacock, are we there yet? All right, kids, we are running out of time. I cannot believe this. Cameron Maple Star Music and Media joining us tonight, as well as Sandy A, the author of The Daily Dent. Cameron, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Oh. And I got to say, That track was excellent. I really liked that. A lot of power.
You know what? You need to contact her. She has no representation.
Cool.
So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I'm trying to hook up people and yada, yada, yada. So it's just what happens. So Sandy Athey, always, always fun having you here. Cameron, please promise you'll come back again. And please continue to send me the best talent that you have your way, man. I can't thank you enough for your input and your support on the new show. And, my friend, I humbly bow to you in a kind way. Sandy Athey, always a pleasure to be with you.
Always my pleasure. Thank you so much for including me.
Cameron,
this was from my perspective, this was just a blast. Sandy, you rock. And, Michael, I'm
thank
here
you.
Anytime, man. Happy to help out.
Well, then, 10 seconds left. Love you. Take care.